This is MSO, NewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell with Jim O'Brien, the general manager of the Topsfield Fair. And, Jim, as of now, here we are in early September, but what should people know, what should they know about the fair?
Well, it's important at this time of year that, you know, people say the fair might be expensive, but we have pre-fair sales tickets on sale right now. We have ride tickets on sale now. They can get food coupons at a discount now. So it can be very affordable for a family to go to the fair and enjoy. Because once they get on the grounds, all the shows, we got Frankie Avalon, we have Grand Funk Railroad, we have Brothers Osborne. There's no additional charge for that. We have over 22,000 exhibits here. We're going to have emu racing. We have demolition derby. So there's lots of different things for every age bracket, lots of educational things going on. So it's an enjoyment for the entire family.
There's a new parking lot. You were talking about that earlier. Now, what's the deal with that for people coming up from the south? Does that impact? How does it impact people?
It's going to be a huge impact to people because when people think of Topsfield Fair, lots of times they think of traffic, difficulty getting here. So the last thing I want is someone stressed before they ever get to my grounds. Well, we bought 23 acres of land that's right near our fairgrounds. It's a half mile away, and we'll be parking cars there, and we'll be busing people down with an express bus line. It's going to be great. It's going to be convenient, and the traffic hopefully will be non-existent this year.
Now, this is the 198th edition of the fair. 200 is just a couple years away, but you're already planning for that.
Absolutely. This is the 198th edition of the Topsfield Fair. The Topsfield Fair has actually been in existence, and we run every year. There's other fairs that are also old in the country, but they never ran every year, and a lot of them were out of business for many, many years. We've been continuously running. Our mission from the day that they started in 1818 was to educate the general public, and that's still our mission today. So we're excited. We're having a book done by Yankee Magazine, so we're going to have a book of our 200 years. We're going to have some surprises for people. We're going to have some fireworks. We're going to have some different things. We're going to have a party.
You know what I think is one of the nice things about the fair is that it's so reassuring. It's one of those things that you don't have so much changes, but at least so much of the fair, you're always changing. I get that. But the going through the rabbits or the agriculture, whatever it is, the animals, you know, some of the, obviously the roots are all there year after year.
You know, it's very important for people that for some continuity. People want to go to the food booths and the place where it was last year. They want to go to the rabbit barn where the rabbit barn was last year. They want to see the cows. They want to see the horses. They want to see different things. But also try to mix it up because the last thing I want you to say to me is it's the same old, same old. So we want to bring in some new things. We want to make it exciting. We want to make it relevant to today. But at the same time, we want to go back to our roots. Most people today are third generation off the farm. People's grandparents were on the farm or their grandparents' grandparents. But today, most people don't have those opportunities. And most people today, you know, only talk about with their grandparents about life on the farm. It was taken for granted not even 50 years ago. But today, families don't have that exposure. And this is an opportunity to come here, see what it's about, touch an animal, be part of it, and see life as it really is.
Yeah, organic is just a section in the grocery store for most of us, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we run educational programs here. One of the questions, we had a survey done, where does chocolate milk come from? And we were told that it comes from chocolate cows. So, you know, there's a lot to educate today in our public. A lot of times kids are eating different things when they could eat something that would be nutritious. It's just in their refrigerator. They just have to realize that maybe grab an apple instead of grabbing the Cheez-Its or something else. So here at the fair, it's an opportunity for us to reach out. The carnival and the rides and everything you see is a way to get people here. But once they're here, we're going to teach them something.
Here's my last question for you, and as general manager, you must have a total grasp on this, but it's so amazing when you do an event like this. It's almost like the Olympics in a way, because you have nobody, you have a few people working here year-round, don't get me wrong, but on the other hand, you got so many people working here, you know, now building up, and then come the actual time when people start coming through the turnstiles. What is that like?
You know, it's an exciting time. We have over 300 paid employees. We have over 700 volunteers here every single day. Those volunteers are so passionate about their own departments that I couldn't pay them enough to do what they do. People, you know, because it's their hobby, they're beekeepers, they have poultry, they grow flowers. Those people are passionate, and those volunteers. The Topsfield Fair live and dies on its volunteers. And those people that come every year, I know where they're going to be on Columbus Day because they're going to be right here at Topsfield Fair.
Yeah, I know local honey is one of our favorite things here at the Topsfield Fair. Yeah.
You know, local honey is fantastic. Those come from all local hives. A lot of those people only have two or three hives. It's not a big factory. It's not a big company. We have Essex County Bee Association, which is a club here at the fairgrounds. We have the Rabbit and Cavey Club. So there's a lot of organizations that we work with and partner with, and those people help us with, again, our displays and our buildings. We really have the best bee display of any place in the country. And I've traveled to a lot of fairs all across the country, but I never see the size and the scope of displays that I see here.
Good. All right, Jim, good talking with you. Thanks for your time, and have a great Columbus Day week, week leading up to Columbus Day.
Thank you very much.
Right. Jim O'Brien, the general manager of the Topsfield Fair. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.